The Business Breakfast on Jazz FM.
And it's 21 minutes past six. Now, as we often say on the programme, small firms are the backbone of the UK economy, but their margins are always slim, even without economic and political uncertainty making things tougher. The government-backed British Business Bank says the five most common reasons SMEs close down are all linked to financial advice and access to funding. It's promoting the resources at its disposal, and to explain, I'm joined by British Business Bank advisor and former Dragon, Piers Linney. Piers, very good morning to you. As I said right at the beginning, we always talk about some. Just give us an idea of how important they are to the economy before we kick off.
Well, there's 5.7 million SMEs in the UK, and I know you keep saying this a lot, but they are the backbone of the economy. You know, sort of 60% of employment is by SMEs of all sizes. Mm. And to give you an idea, there's 5.7 million SMEs. There's only 7,000 large enterprises, to give you an idea of that. And they're about sort of half of the UK GDP. So they are incredibly important, and that, you know, nurturing them and making sure that they're successful, there's more of them and they survive longer, is extremely important.
It's an incredibly difficult thing to be a small business, isn't it? Because I suppose some of the most fundamental questions before we get on to finance and access to funding and so on is, when do you actually start to grow? Because it gets, you know, if there's two of you, one of you, it's okay, two of you gets a bit more complicated, five of you, then you're talking, aren't you, about a team and regulation and all the rest of it. It's intensely complicated. What information is there out there right now?
So there's a huge amount of information for companies of all sizes. I think one of the issues sometimes is going through that information and working out what's most relevant. But I think it's going back to your point about growth. Well, I think one of the issues, it's a cultural issue, is about ambition. So, you know, I've been just seeing some comments on LinkedIn supporting a few companies for Small Business Week. And the comments are, you know, I want to grow, it's just me, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, look, just you've got to think about a strategy. You've got to hire somebody, take the leap. And typically, even hiring one person requires financing because their current cash flow doesn't support it.
I wasn't surprised at all by your findings, and what you're trying to do is very is going to be very valuable. What I was amazed at, it was just what you've said, that small businesses actually often don't want to grow.
No, so within the research of British Business Bank, I think it's 70% are, and I'll use the word afraid of growth, because growth means potentially inviting in these people in suits into your business and your cash flow, and you maybe have to give security to a bank, or there's investors or angel investors. I think if you look at America, it's a very different culture. It's about growth. It's about getting the money where you can get it to grow your business. And I think here we need to, it's a personal thing as well, more than the bank, is that you need to change that culture, be more aggressive, be more ambitious, SMEs, but as a country as a whole.
What can the British Business Bank actually do to help all this?
So British Business Bank, we're not a bank directly. You can't come and take loans from the bank.
No.
We supply finance to delivery partners, there's over 100 of them. And the idea is we're not sort of there to compete with the big four banks. It's to try and correct market. There's a gap in the market, a financing gap. And that's where companies that are, they're very small, they can't raise equity, companies that can't access debt. And what British Business Bank does, to give you one example, is if you go to a bank and they won't supply with debt finance because you can't give a guarantee or there's no assets, we have a scheme, it's a guarantee scheme. So we'll basically guarantee 75% of that bank's potential loss. And that, so we're effectively providing the asset backing security for that loan. And what that does, that can turn a computer says no from a large bank, into a yes. And that can make an enormous difference to a business in terms of its growth plans.
Finally, Piers, isn't failure part of success, if you see what I mean?
I don't believe in fail fast. I believe in work hard not to. But failure is about learning, and you should never be afraid of failure. Most businesses and entrepreneurs, it's their second, third, fourth venture that makes them.
Thanks very much indeed. That was Business Guru and non-executive director at British Business Bank, Piers Linney.